Guardian Network.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. If you're in the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp us on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow, channel 612. That's BTC Flow, channel 612. Well, there is a by-election happening today. We're not talking about it. We can't talk about it. But we do have some very special guests in the studio to talk about some important things that they are up to. And I think if I mistakenly pronounce your name, please forgive me and give us the correct pronunciation. But I think it's Tiasia Bullard.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Did I do that okay?
You did. You did wonderfully.
Wow. Okay. See, there you go. And you are with the Bahamas Liquidation Auction Center, no?
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. And so tell us what's going on. It sounds like some people might get some deals today.
Not today. Tomorrow.
Not today. Tomorrow. Okay.
Yes. So at Bahamas Liquidation, which is down here on Mackey Street in the former Q Club building, we're having our 3 days of Black. And that is our version of Black Friday. But we have so many things, we couldn't crunch it into one day.
Sound like a plan. You know what? That sound like a Bahamian shopping plan.
Yes, it is. It is. We have thousands of items that are going to be available from Amazon. And we like to do this thing called Google it, right? So what that means is if you see the item there and you want it, whatever the list price is on Amazon is how much you're going to get it for, VAT inclusive.
Man, stop.
Yep. Yep. That's what we have going on. We have four containers that came in. We've done with customs. We're cleared. We're good. We're ready to go. We're unboxing and we're getting prepared for you guys tomorrow. That is 8:30 to 5 p.m. on the 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th, which is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Man, you bring the whole Black Friday to the Bahamas because we can't blame you for the fact that's the government's.
But it's inclusive. Whatever it is on Amazon, I got you.
I got you.
I'm not adding it on. It's included in the price. I have you. I got you.
I know some people can call you. And say, come on. Bad inclusive price. Amazon price?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so let's see how some of these items people could expect to see.
Now, like we always tell people, we are a liquidation store, so our items are new to us when we open the container. But so far in the unboxing process, I've seen light fixtures, I've seen fans, I've seen TVs and monitors, I've seen patio furniture. I've seen disabled equipment in terms of like the shower chairs and things that you use to help your elderly. We have everything out there, everything that you could want, everything that you could need, we have for you outside, inside, around the bend.
Wow. And so people come down to the center and they go and peruse these items.
Yes.
And they'll see a price and you can say, man, go check Amazon if you want. Go check it and see.
You can check it and see. Right. Whatever it is listed on Amazon ads, that list price on Amazon is your price.
Wow. Okay. So what? Because this Thanksgiving coming up, this is Thanksgiving. You are trying to be Thanksgiving.
This is our Black Friday. The states have Black Friday. Why can't we have Black Friday? Why don't we do something for our community and get you guys excited to shop at home?
Except this Black Friday extended to 3 days.
3 days.
So we don't have to trample on each
other. No trampling. Oh. You can take your time. You can peruse. We have clothes. We have shoes. We have tumblers, the bottles that everybody carries around. We have everything out there. And toys. So, like, I said, toys.
Mm, I've seen so toys. People could literally even start getting ready for Christmas
shopping. Yes, I've seen things that I want. But unfortunately, I'm not allowed to put anything on the side. So I'm not happy about that. But I will be in the line with everybody else right there trying to get our stuff, because this is what we do. We try to make sure that everything is affordable. We try to make sure that you do not have to come out of the country. We try to make sure that duty and those extra taxes, that traveling, all of that stuff is tied down into one convenient location. And we're always in a situation where we help out. Because inside the store, we have grocery, we have general items, we have furniture, we have major appliances, we have small appliances. We also do liquidation of hotel furniture. So a lot of our customers know that we're out there. We are always having good deals. We are always accessible to the customers. We are always polite and courteous. And we want you guys to come out and enjoy your extended Black Friday with us.
Man, we got to back this up, man, because now you're telling me you could get some stuff, some food stuff, if you need groceries.
We have dry goods and canned goods. No meat yet.
That's what I mean. That's some grocery stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what you need, right?
Definitely.
You could get some clothing for the kids or for yourself. Mm-hmm. You could get some cleaning supplies and so forth and so forth. You can get some toys for the
children.
That's not like a one-stop shopping shop, just like Amazon.
One-stop shopping shop.
Okay. And so, again, so people know where exactly they're coming. Let them know again.
Okay, so we are on Mackey Street, which is in the former Q Club building. That is near, I think, Pinder's Customs and Trucking, and across the road from CarQuest. You see our banners. Okay. You see our flags. We have the banners that wave in the daytime with the Amazon and the Overstock and stuff. We have giant billboards that say Bahamas Liquidation with grocery items, as well as our giant banner that tells you how to shop online, because we actually do hold live auctions as well. So all of these things are available to you guys. Come on. You cannot miss the building. We guarantee it, because we have a bunch of signs out front, so you will definitely be able to see it when you come in. You go around the side of the building for our Black Friday extravaganza, and you will be able to allow in. You can walk through, you can see, and like I said, you bring your phone, Google it. The price is the price. There's not going to be any issues. There's not going to be any back and forth. Whatever it is on Amazon as the list price, that is what you're taking it home for.
Wow, and cash. Credit card, debit card, you name it, you can pay for it with legitimate means, right? Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Okay, we got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. What item you looking for?
Chirago, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm right here, man. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good. I'd like to say hello to my niece. She's doing an excellent job.
She is a salesperson. Hi. Very articulate and very animated, man. I'm telling you, she's doing a great job.
She lives at Freeport for a number of years, too. She was born in Nassau, but she lives at Freeport. She got a half Freeport.
Oh, that would explain it.
But, niece, I'll be down there. You know, me and the wife are going to be down there to see what y'all got down there.
Definitely.
On Friday, okay?
Definitely. Thank you very much, Unc. I appreciate you.
Keep it great.
Right,
yes, sir.
Everybody looking to save some money and get it done now.
He's actually been there before. He got some of the furniture we got from the hotel. He enjoys his pullout couch. It was a great price. It was a great deal. Everything that we have is always of good value, of good quality, and we try to ensure our customer satisfaction all the time.
Okay, so somebody's asking, do you all have any 75-inch TVs?
I do think we do. I think we have a 75-inch I've seen so far and an 80-inch. But like I said, these things are new. So I'm not there because I'm here. So I'm not in the unboxing process, but I have seen some TVs. I've seen some large computer monitors. I've seen furniture, some desks and tables. I've seen lamps. I've seen light fixtures and fans. I've seen all kind of stuff. So you definitely need to come out, because we do not have a list of what's there.
Okay, once again, so this person is asking, is this in Nassau and where is it located? This is in Nassau. This is on Mackey Street in the old Q building.
Mm-hmm. That is across the road from NASA Hotel and Restaurant Supplies, I think.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I didn't hear you do the furniture too. You got furniture up in there too?
We got you. We have everything that you could possibly need.
Now let me check this though. Got any Christmas decorations?
Ooh, let me tell you, if you've driven on Mackey Street lately, you have seen the Winter Wonderland we put out on that road, okay? Mm-mm. You have passed our Christmas tree forest. And if you have walked inside, you have walked into the miracle of Christmas because we have all of the store decorated. And what you need to do is you need to follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, because all of our promotions are there. All of our Christmas trees are there. All of our Christmas decorations are there. I am a part of the social media crew, so we have the TikToks out there. You can see the items before you come in. You can see us enjoying and frolicking around in our fake snow. You have all of these things that you can watch. But I implore you to come out. Come out. It's always better in person. What happens is I depend on you guys to, was it spur of the moment shop? Because I do that a lot. I don't need anything, but when I get in the store, it's a problem. So I need you guys
to
come out.
You're a real man in my life. I go in the store the other day. God is my witness. I go on for one item. Yep. One item. If I had done what I went in there to do, I'd have spent $5 and something cents.
No.
$78
yes,
later.
Yes, that sounds about right. That sounds about right.
You know how we go.
Mm-hmm. So definitely come out.
This text is asking, what about washers and dryers?
We do have washers and dryers. I don't see that they're outside, but we have washer dryers inside. And actually, for the month of November, we have a special going on inside the store where if you buy the washer, you get the dryer half price.
Man, stop, man.
Mm-hmm, we got you. I told you. Man, we have stop, you. Man. We have you guys.
All the challenges people have in these seasons, trying to afford ham and turkey, you know, giving people them kind of deals.
Make your wife happy. Make your wife happy for Christmas. You get a washer and a dryer, and you will make her date. Trust me. And like I said, we have different brands. We have different models. We have a wide variety. You have to walk into the store. You have to go through the aisles. You have to see what it is you can get. And a lot of the times I tell people, because we're liquidation, we have one item. We don't have multiple of things. So I implore my customers not to leave the store and you saw something you wanted. Because a lot of the time I have people come back and it was like, oh, well, I just saw that. I left it there 2 days ago. No, that's not how it works. If you want it, you should get it because you're not going to need it there later.
Right. And then, as you said, this is a liquidation auction center. And so, you know, your business model is based on we deliver it to you.
Yep.
We ain't keeping no buggy load of this in stock, but we deliver it to you. And you get it at a price that's Amazon complementable.
Mm-hmm. I got you guys.
All right. I mean, I can't mess with y'all. So this is the Black Friday extended. So after this one, then we're going to wait for Christmas Day.
I have a few surprises in the woodworks. I'm hoping to do a few things before Christmas, but that's why I'm saying make sure that you follow us on social media. We have BahamasLiquidation.com where we have our live auctions. We have Bahamas Liquidation on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram where we post our deals, our ads for grocery items, our ads for the furniture, our ads for major appliances. So we are always having something going on, but we know that Black Friday is a huge thing. So we are out here trying to promote it so that you guys know that you can get things from Amazon at Amazon prices here at home. So we don't have to pay for shipping. We don't have to pay for duty. Just come out and support the cause and get what you want, get what you need, get your gifts, and be happy this Christmas.
This text asks, what about fridge and stove?
We have fridge and stove as well. I'm not sure about the deals. I'm not sure if they have any, if they're going to have any deals between now and the end of November. I do know that we have our Christmas sales coming up. You should also listen out for those. Once again, follow the social media.
Now, you know, I know, you know, lots of people want to save some money. And you mentioned dry goods. So, and you know, we Bahamians, we typical grits, rice, tuna, sardine, these kinds of things available.
Yes. We don't do as much rice. We try not to do too many perishables. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We don't want to do the weebles and we don't want to do those other things. But we definitely tuna.
Yeah.
We have tuna. We have sardine. We have combi. We have ketchup. We have mustard. We have tomato. We have cereal. Definitely whatever it is that you need in your pantry. You know, if you want to come, Thanksgiving is coming up, Christmas is coming up. We might be able to get you some pie filling. We might be able to get you some, you know, some cranberry sauce. Now we got you.
You know, you just caused some parents some problems talking, but we got cereal, though.
We have cereal. What do you want me to you do? I get Captain Crunch all the time. It's my favorite.
Man, stop talking nonsense, man. See, all you just cause them parents all kind of problems just now because you're not each year and go.
Yeah.
So the sale starts when?
The sale is for November 23rd, 24th, and 25th, which is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week.
You ain't got to mash up nobody, people.
No mash up,
you got
no
Thursday,
coins.
Friday, and Saturday.
All right. If you have any questions or concerns, you can reach us at our cell phone number. Our WhatsApp is 557-2522. And our store telephone number is 698-0123. So you can always reach us. There's always a friendly voice at the end of the phone that is willing to answer any questions you may have.
Well, I have a texter say they can be there. They can be there. Just go there and tell them. Say,
as
boy,
you
I heard it on
should.
T-Live. So they know. So they know the message is.
Yeah, so I can know. Let me know where you heard it. Let me know where you heard it.
There you go. Well, listen, man. We appreciate you, ma'am, coming and letting us know what's going on. Sounds like a wonderful opportunity for people to get some great deals.
Thank you so much.
Let us know how it goes.
I will definitely let you know how it goes. I will definitely let you know how it goes. And once again, guys, it is November 23rd, 24th, and 25th, which is tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. 9:30 to 5 o'clock. Be out there.
I was just going to ask.
Get your stuff. Make sure that you're happy. Make sure that your family's happy. Make sure that everybody goes home with a win, okay?
9:30 to 5 o'clock.
Yes. Oh, right. Sorry. 8:30 to 5 o'clock. I apologize.
8:30.
Oh, early start. Yeah, I don't want to cut that hour. I don't want to cut that hour for you guys. Yep. We can get you in before work.
All right, Madam Bullitt. So glad to have you with us today. Thank
no
you
problem.
Very much.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. The Bahamas Liquidation and Auction Center. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been
can't
down
proclaim
the same
this
road.
Is
when faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Ciao! Fidelity Can on this year with their new festive giveaway. You could win cash, an iPhone 15, get a bill paid off, PS5, all kind of things. Apply for a loan or an ASU savings account and you could win. Try our call them now. Yeah? 356-7764.
Always on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, the West Grand Bahama and Bimini by Election Day. It's taking place even as we speak. We are prohibited from having any discussions of a political nature about it. So we are not and will not. But I have two questions for you. I have two questions for you. So Thanksgiving is a U.S. and Canadian holiday, right? It's a holiday that we are told, if you read the Encyclopedia Britannica, is modeled on the harvest feast that was shared by the English colonists, the Pilgrims of Plymouth, and the Wampanoag people in 1621. It is intended to celebrate the blessings of the past year, and it became an official holiday in the United States of America in 1863. And in 1942, the federal government designated the fourth Thursday in November as Thanksgiving. A traditional Thanksgiving meal in America, which consists of turkey and cranberries and bread stuffing and pumpkin pie and stuff like that. Canada traces this Thanksgiving celebration back to 1578, and it became a national holiday in Canada in 1879. And since 1957, it was celebrated on the second Monday in October in Canada. Thanksgiving Day has not always been, and in fact continues to be in some ways, a kind of controversial thing, because the Pilgrims' impact on the Native Americans have been a part of the history of that country, and so there are those who say, yeah, you're being thankful for the blessings they got. But on the other side of that blessing was the misfortunes of others. But in any event, I don't think that there's anybody who would disagree with being thankful on a day, taking a day out to be thankful. We should be thankful every day. But, you know, if you want to observe a particular day and being thankful, then great. Now, we in the Bahamas do not have as an official holiday Thanksgiving. We do not have a Thanksgiving holiday. We do not. But a lot of Bahamians embrace a lot of stuff around Thanksgiving Day because it comes with that festiveness. It comes with the shopping motivations. It comes with the sports, sporting events, particularly football around Thanksgiving. And so we have come to embrace it. I know growing up, my mother, did for Thanksgiving the same thing she did on Christmas Day. On New Year's Sunday, she cooks that full turkey ham meal with stuffing and all the works. And I followed in her tradition for the most part. I would do the very same kind of thing and what have you. So we got into the Thanksgiving thing in a similar kind of way. So I have two questions for you. One is, what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? Don't call me, but don't talk to me, but no political stuff today, please. What are you thankful for, really? That's the first question. Somebody text us. Somebody call us. Tell us. What are you thankful for? I mean, and genuinely so. What are you thankful for? You can call us on 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. All right, from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. What are you thankful for? Let me tell you a literal experience I have regularly on going to bed, right? I lie down on my bed and I am grateful. I literally am. I'm thinking to myself, I am lying down on a soft mattress. I have clean, soft sheets. I have soft pillows. I am in a room that's spacious enough, that's really beautiful, and in a house that's big, and an island that's nice, and a country that's civil and peaceful. And I'm grateful. And I had enough to eat, more than enough to eat. My family's well, and even when I think about my own health, I say, you know, I am in no pain, no discomfort, etc., and I have options to deal with whatever issues I have, and I am grateful. I mean, I can't end off having gratitude for the things that's happening. I think about my mind, I can think clearly. I am not confused. I am not stressed. And what stress I have is manageable. I think about my relationships and how they are, rewarding they are, and where they are not. I think about where there is still such grand blessings. I mean, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I live in a country where that has afforded me and so many others the opportunity to live peacefully, quietly, to educate myself and ourselves and to be able to just move forward in this world, challenged as we are, but with the ability to meet those challenges. So I remain grateful. What are you grateful for? This text says, I'm thankful for God's grace and mercy, life and good health. Yeah. Yeah. And I am also laying on my bed grateful. And my gratitude is expressed to God, you know. So I'm grateful to God for an awareness of faith, an awareness of Him, an awareness of his guidance and instructions. And yeah, this text says, great show as usual. I may not be where I want to be in life, but I'm thankful for the little blessings God grants me daily. There you go. There you go. What are you grateful for today? This tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and lots of people will be enjoying it. And it's a great family time, if that's what you do. But it's travel times, shopping time, people get involved with. And you see that down there at the Bahamas Liquidation and Auction Center, they're going to be having three days of shopping. So for your pleasure, what are you grateful for? Give us a shout. 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can, in the Family Islands, call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. What are you thankful for? I know I'm going to get plenty of people who can tell me what they're grateful for, because I would refuse to believe that I get more texts and calls about political stuff than I would get about being grateful for what you and I have. So let me know. We got some text here coming in. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. I am thankful today for God's grace, because on a daily basis, I mess up now and again. Yet every day I get to experience a brand new set of mercy and grace. Boy, ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Talk about messing up. Ain't that the truth? Mercy, because you know, we used to get dealt with according to our messing up. We would be messed up. So I'm grateful for each and every minute above ground. There you go. Actually, I am grateful to be above ground, but guess what? I suspect that if I go below ground with the grace of God, I would be in a better place too. So either way, you can't lose, right? And so there's gratitude to have both ways. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I hope you're doing well, sir.
Yes, and man. How are you?
I am, Mr. Lang. I am thankful. I am grateful. For me, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. God has been so good to me. You know, I can look around and I can say that I've got so much to thank Him for.
Amen.
Thank Him for the fact that my seven children are all grown up. The oldest one, who is 38, the youngest one, whose birthday is on today. He's 23.
Okay. Wow. And, what's the name?
His name is Adam Sturve.
Adam Sturve, happy birthday from Z Live, man. How old is he?
He is 23. He's 447. Wow. Police Constable Adam Sturve.
Wow. And you have seven. You know, you have seven, you know, children. You have seven children, and the last one is 23.
Yes, the last one is 23.
Man, you sound too young to have seven children, and the last one 22, 23.
You know, like God. You know, God has been good. I'm just thankful that I live in a country, despite our, you know, little situations. You know, we don't have to be dodging bombs. We don't. You know, we can find, despite the fact that people say that, you know, people are going hungry, people can find food if they want to. You know, we live in a place where we have freedom of movement, freedom of speech. We have so many liberties that we take for granted. You know, in some countries, people are persecuted because of their religious, affiliation, their religious beliefs. But we live in a country where, you know, we can decide. You know, if you don't want to believe in God, if you don't, you can do whatever we want to do. And so I am just grateful. I am just thankful to God. I've been through some dark times, but mm-hmm. I say, but God, that I'm still yes. here for His yeah. grace and His mercy.
Yeah, people see you. Mercy. People see you off and about, but they don't know your story. Hey,
no, they don't know. Some know.
Some know. Yeah.
You know, but a lot of people don't know. But right. I can say that, you know, let us all be grateful. Let's be grateful. You know, a grateful heart is a thankful heart, and a thankful heart is a grateful heart. Let's be our brother's keepers. Let's share what we have, the little that we have, always looking out for our, you know, one another, and so we can go back. I know we can never go back to the good old days, so to speak, but we can try each day to, you know, to help somebody along the way. Then our living would not be in vain. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. We're going to take a break, pay our respects and gratitude to our sponsors. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
I marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
It's World Investor Month, and we're demystifying the world of investments. Let's talk about risk. Imagine investing as a tightrope walk. On one side, you risk falling. On the other, you have potential reward. All investments carry some level of risk, even the safest ones. Understanding these risks is crucial to making smart investment decisions. This message is brought to you by RF Bank and Trust and the Bahamas International Securities Exchange. Learn more by following us on social media.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon by Election Day. Tomorrow, though, is Thanksgiving, and today we are asking you the question, what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for in this Commonwealth of the Bahamas, this world in which we live? If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 242-300-5720 in the Family Islands. You can call us on 242-300-5720 from the Family Islands. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You know, when I was 2 years old, I am told that I had scarlet fever and chicken pox at the same time. My mother tells me that when she took me to the hospital, the doctors told her there was nothing they could do for me, nothing. And so she took me to my grandmother, and the rest is history. I subsequently learned that that combination in 1969 or thereabouts, that even though that combination of disease, there was a 1 in 10 chance of survival. 1 in 10 chance of survival. And I am here today. I'm thankful to my mother, who raised 9 of us, actually, and who gave us an opportunity, not only at life, but at a life that amounts to something. And so I'm grateful she's still with us, 85 years old. And me and her was cracking a little joke yesterday, talking a little politics, but we always talking politics. She's a keen political mind. This text says, I am grateful for 71 years of life, the ability to see, hear, speak, and walk after 3 strokes. Oh, man. We are with you. First met you in the 70s at Calvary Temple when you ran the new converts class. That's right. Oh, yeah. I am grateful for my memory and a sound mind. There, we're with you. Thank you for telling us. Says, on a more practical note, I am so thankful for heat. It is cold over here. Where's over here? Where is it? Where are you? Where it's cold? Let us know. This text says, good day, Shivago. This is a timely topic and great reflection. I borrow a quote from my good pastor, Dr. Dave Burrows. I am thankful, grateful, and hopeful. I cannot complain, Shivago. I'm extremely grateful to God for all his blessings, goodness, and mercy to my family. And I, all we have needed, his hands have and continue to provide. He is indeed an awesome, faithful God. Amen. And I say with you, amen and amen. We have a caller on the line, a couple of callers. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. What are you grateful for?
Hey, Shivago. I'm grateful to be alive. This is LaVette calling from North Carolina.
Texting me, telling me it's cold?
No, it wasn't me. No, it's only 64 okay. Over here. Actually, okay. The weather is okay. I'm grateful for the weather.
There you go.
It's not cold at all.
Good.
It's not cold at all. I'm grateful and thankful. I'm hopeful for my mom. My mom who has, she's been such a sparinghead. Like you talk about your mom. My mom has 5 of us too. And all of us did well. All of us are doing well. She has a lot of grandchildren. I don't know how much, but I know she has a lot. But, for somebody who has only had a 5-grade education, this woman can, she can be an accountant or a CPA. I know that for sure. She can be a CPA, and she managed and, did everything well for us. And I'm grateful she was able to take us to Christ and take us to church and make sure all of us know the Lord. So nobody in our family could never say. Every morning she sends out her, verse and scripture verse, and then she talks, she comes on, and she speaks. So I'm grateful to hear her every morning. Some people don't have that opportunity to hear her. I'm also grateful to have also been able to meet my father so many years ago, although he's not here with me. But I was grateful that we met when I was 16, around 16, 17, and we had a great relationship. So I'm grateful to God for allowing us to, maybe we didn't start off traditionally, but we were able to end it. And I was grateful that I was able to be able to meet up with him. One more grateful. I'm grateful to have 8 of my nursing colleagues coming over to North Carolina to spend Thanksgiving with me.
My goodness. All the human beings together one time.
Yes. So we're going to have a great time. So I'm grateful for you too, Shivago, for being on.
Thank you.
For me and being able to listen to all of the talk shows. I really I'm really grateful to be able to listen to everything that goes on. So in the Bahamas, even though I live here in North Carolina, my heart and, you know, my energy and everything is always still in the Bahamas. So I'm grateful for that. Yeah.
I need you to give me a call after the show, please, okay?
Okay, like around, okay. I'm
right,
picking
like,
them
right,
up from
like four, the airport. 410 or so, 410 or so, you can WhatsApp me.
Okay, I would. Take care.
Great, thanks a lot. All right, we have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. All right, go ahead, caller. Okay, I think we missed them. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I am thankful for God's blessing and favor and his protection for myself and my family and my country. I'm also thankful for 21 years of marital bliss with my amazing husband as we prepare to celebrate tomorrow. Oh, happy anniversary to you. Says, I'm just thankful for all his many blessings. Happy anniversary to you all. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. All right. We have some more texts here. They're coming in. Oh, this text say, I am in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Oh, okay. That'll be cold for sure. All right. Okay, we got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi,
hello?
Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, listening to you, man.
Hey,
what are you
yeah, good afternoon, Swago. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Yeah, everything blessed. Yeah, I want to see him run with Dr. Levitt. Yeah, I want to give thanks to my late parents. My late parents who are ready, then pass on and gone on to eternity.
Okay.
Because everything I have in life, besides giving thanks for health, strength, and life, I want to give thanks to my late parents because everything I have in life today, I have because of them.
Nice.
When I was 25 years old, when I turned 25 on my 25-year-old birthday, my father, my old man, gave me a piece of property.
Wow.
I think 6 years, and I built some apartments on it, cash with my pocket.
Wow.
It's six of us. It was six. Mm. My mommy, my daddy, my older sister, a brother older than me, and a brother after me. Two of them then pass on and die. My oldest brother and my oldest sister then die. So I'm being thankful for that, for living, because it could have been me. When my mother died last year, I inherited the family house. It's a four-bedroom, three-bath house, double garage. It's a double garage, but as big as a half apartment. I'm 54, and I have a house and apartment. I never had a mortgage in my life. I never buy a piece of property in my life.
Wow.
So I guess I'm being thankful for my parents. Because the Bible says a good man leave an inheritance for his children. And all of us, if we accomplish things in this life, we'll make sure when we didn't pass on, it will be even good on. So for my mother and daddy, I just want to let y'all know I ain't let y'all down. I keep everything up the mark, and I can pass everything on to my children. And I just want to say, I'm just thankful for all for them. Because Steph there, what I'm living off today is through their hard work, blood, sweat, and tear.
That's wonderful, man. We really appreciate you all saying that. And I'm sure your parents appreciate that, too.
Yeah, I hope so. I know they're up in heaven listening. And then, hello, Levette. Levette is my old girlfriend. We used to date in the late 80s, 80s, 90s.
All right,
Levette. How you doing? I come up there too old. How are you doing? Too old. This is my fault.
take care, my brother. Take care. This text says, I'm thankful for surviving breast cancer for 23 years and still doing well. Yeah, that's good. Papa. Wonderful. Okay, we have another call on the line. Go on, caller, we're listening to you.
Yes, hello.
Hey, yes, sir, how are you?
This is GPS?
No. This is Eli. You call the Guardian Radio Show.
Oh, well, I don't mind. Well, I have a situation going on.
Yeah, we can't. We're it's not that number. All right. All right. I hope you get your situation worked out. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue after the news break with our Thanksgiving Day talk. What are you grateful for? When you come back, I got another question for you. You could continue to say what you're grateful for, but I have another question for you. All right. You're listening to See Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after the news break.
Radio 96.9 FM.
Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
See Live Off the Record with Chivago Line is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Grand Bahama News, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. It's by-election day. But we ain't talking the by-election because we can't talk the by-election today. So we're talking about something just as important and maybe even more so to some people. We are talking about what we are grateful for as Thanksgiving approaches tomorrow. So we were talking about that. So you can still give me that. But I have another question for you. What y'all doing tomorrow? Are you one of those Bahamians that actually does something special? What you doing tomorrow? I mean, I know it's not a holiday, but I know I've seen Bahamians celebrated like a holiday. So what are you going to do tomorrow, right? Now let me know. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us in the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. What you gonna do tomorrow? This text says, Mr. Lang, I am so grateful for God's mercy and grace. That's a lot to be grateful for, bro. This text says, let's say, just for your information, my friend, these folks I work for are listening and conducting an informal tally of the vote this evening. Just so you know. Every time you say H-A-M, these folks saying that's code for FM. When you say turkey, that's PFP. Guess who win it? I get our best of John. Well, who win it? Because I don't think I said I'm a turkey more than 2-3 times. Why y'all is up in there in the Bahamas? Ah, boy, this Texas boy lined up calling man. He lucky. He better be thankful because he gets start ahead of 90% of us. So he gets started ahead of 90% of us. Okay. So what you doing? What y'all doing tomorrow? So, Mr. Lang, I think Thanksgiving should be a holiday in the Bahamas because we celebrate Thanksgiving too. Boy, I tell you, we like holidays. Y'all can't afford one more holiday in the Bahamas. You ain't got a holiday practically every month of the year. I think September is, we don't have no holiday in February, I don't think. We don't have any holiday. Yeah, but we could have a holiday in March, depending on when Easter fall. May, no. Labor Day is in June, right? And what have you. You know, got a holiday in June, July. You got a holiday in August. No holiday in September. You got a holiday in October. No holiday in November. And then you have a holiday in in December and back in January again. You're gonna get plenty holidays. All these holiday people say we should celebrate the extra arrival of U.S. tourists tomorrow. What? Oh yeah. They traveling. I when I was coming over, a tourist was traveling. Some tourists were traveling at the same time. A lady was sitting on the side of me. I asked her what she was coming to the Bahamas for, and she said, "I'm coming to celebrate Thanksgiving." So you're right. So Mr. Lang, I need you or one of your listeners to please explain to me what significance is Thanksgiving Day, and how does it relate to the Bahamas? Because I'm pretty sure you know the genocide and displacement of the native peoples of the United States and the systematic possession of their land. Even in the U.S., they are moving away from that sad celebration and adopting Indigenous Peoples Day instead to remember the millions of Native Americans who died. You must obviously have not listened to the beginning of the show, because if you had, you would know that we've gone through that. But that notwithstanding, if you decide to ascribe a meaning to a day yourself, that's on you. So you don't have to be celebrating what the pilgrims celebrated. You could just be celebrating the fact that you're thankful. But we went through that already. Says, thankful for life and for my parents still alive here with me, and thankful for my father at 73 just built an add-on wash house onto my home, and thankful that store with that great special with washer and dryer came right on time. Laugh out loud. I'm on the way there now. Wow, okay. I'm thankful for you, sir, with all the knowledge you drop on us every day. You're great. You're welcome. Tell them you heard it on here now. So when you go down there, you know, they can know they heard it here. So Mr. Lang, ban that texter for 1 month for saying he should not celebrate eating time. what y'all doing tomorrow? What y'all doing tomorrow? I can tell you what I'm going to do. I know I ain't gonna do no turkey because, you know, these turkeys a little pricey up in here. They're a little pricey, these turkeys, very pricey. You know what I mean? A can't be paying $100, $50 for no turkey. It's really only just a few of us, so I can't be paying that kind of money for no turkey. So I might get a big chicken, stuff that. And let me tell y'all something. I want y'all to know. You could get mad at me if you want. My daughter called me to ask for the recipe for stuffing. And I asked, now, what are you doing with this recipe? Because, you know, this is a family recipe. We don't just give that out. So she said, no, I'm cooking that. Because I am telling you, best stuffing flavor on planet Earth, my family have the recipe for. Don't get mad with me. Don't call. You could text me. Tell me how your stuffing is. I can tell y'all. Y'all have those turkey stuffing like ours. My mother's aunt taught me to make the best turkey stuffing, chicken stuffing on planet Earth. I can tell you. You could eat that by itself, and you'll be straight. Simon Lang, do you do a seafood stuffing? First of all, I ain't telling you what's inside my stuffing. You are trying to get some hints, but I'm not working with you. I'm not working with you, man. I'm grateful for that stuffing. Listen to me. On Christmas Day, when my mommy make that stuffing, and sometimes she does it in Easter too, because she sometimes on Easter Sunday, she makes almost like that Christmas meal. Beat us up war and fight. So here's my mommy. She when she make the stuffing, so you stuff the turkey. But she's put a little stuffing behind the back, underneath by the neck. She covers that. So I will never forget the first time I realized that. I said, Mommy, all the stuffing gone. She whispered to me, no. Let me show you something. She lift up that skin, take that back, the stuffing out the back. Then she said, no, man. I said, that's for you. Boy, let me tell you something. That stuffing. I gotta be honest, I like the dark side, the dark part of the meat. I do. And that stuffing, the dark part of the meat and that cranberry sauce. Oh, man. I'm grateful just thinking about it. So I might do a meal tonight for us to enjoy tomorrow afternoon or something like that. So you got to balance things and start talking about harm stuffing cause folks saying. They call it. Okay, so let me tell you what else said. So the stuffing and the turkey, like, that's a great combination, but all that ham. Oh man, that ham! Like, I love ham with, with cranberry sauce. Now, I know some people don't like that pork meat, and I know some people don't think we should be eating that pork meat. And you know, that's on you. You guys do what you have to do. But that ham, man, let me tell you something. The cranberry sauce, oh, I loves it. All right, so I love me some ham meat. Are we balanced yet? Am I free from being complained about to Oika? So if I start talking about fish, who the fish relate to? Because some people eat fish too, you know. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hi, good afternoon, Chivago.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
I'm great, man.
All right. Good. I like to speak to Naomi.
But you want me to give her her number so you could call her?
Yeah. I want the rest of people have stuffing.
No. You got it. You could taste some. Like, we can make some for you.
Well, please, Chivago Van.
We could make some for you, but you can't get, bro. You.
You know who this is?
I didn't pick up the voice. That ain't Rod.
All right, this is Carol, Mr. Bo Larson.
Okay. Strong, okay, but why are you trying to sneak my mummy recipe, Rod?
Because the way how you talk about it, I have my mouth running water right now.
But trust me, brother, and I ain't lying. I'm telling you that. Listen to me. When you know, when you then strip all that meat off the turkey, yeah, right, and that back, and you only left with that back. That, yeah, back always have some stuffing still left in it. Listen to me, bro. I just break that back off, and I sit down, and me, I just be like back in medieval time, me and that back and that stuffing in that
back. I can imagine, man. Why are you doing this to me, though?
But I tell you, you could taste it though, but you can't get the recipe.
Mumbo, what you mean? I think your mummy would give it to me if she realized who I is.
Right, I tell you what then. I tell you what. You call her.
I can get back to you on that.
Yeah.
Chivago, I can get back to you on that because,
yeah, man. Take care, bro.
Use that for the Christmas.
All right, bro. Thank you. This text, respect, please send respect the recipe. Huh?
This
text. Take care, man. We catch up. This text, please send the recipe. Ask your mom to send it to me, please. Now, you understand? The other thing, I'm joking. Hey, don't go out like that. So, Mr. Language is king of Thanksgiving. Dark meat or white meat? Well, it depends on people's health status and health information and health sensitivity. I think in my family, more people love dark meat than white meat, but I have enough people who like white meat. So let's do a Christmas giveaway. The winner get the recipe, the stuffing of the stuff. No, you could be, let's do an auction. You want to do an auction? We could auction the stuffing. All right. So I nobody tell me what they're doing tomorrow. I'm the only one who can try. I have at least a decent Thanksgiving meal tomorrow. By the way, I think Melissa, you guys call me. You know, is it tomorrow when the Thanksgiving thing is? Because does that mean I need to go bake that turkey tonight? You need to call me and let me know, please. WhatsApp me and let me know, please. What's going on? You know, Bomber Stripe been doing a feeding of the 5 and 10,000 this Thanksgiving. So let me know. So what are y'all doing? I know a lot of people watch the game tomorrow. Is the Cowboys playing tomorrow? I don't know who the Cowboys playing tomorrow. That's typically one of the things that happens on Thanksgiving Day. Let me see, NFL Thanksgiving game. Who's going to be playing tomorrow? Some of y'all, what the Dolphins doing now? They ain't playing tomorrow, right? I'm going to see who's playing. I know the Cowboys playing tomorrow. That's just standard package. I don't know who they're playing tomorrow. And some of y'all team must not be doing well because I can't even get an answer. I can't get one answer. Let me see. All right, tomorrow the Packers will play the Lions at 12:30. And then the Commanders will play the Cowboys. What's the Commanders? And then at 8, the Cowboys will play the Commanders at 4:30, and then the 49ers will play the Seahawks at 8:20. So the Cowboys are 7-3-0. The Commanders are 4-7-0, something like they can get beat tomorrow. The 49ers are 7-3-0, and the Seahawks can be 6-4-0. That can be a good game. The Dolphins playing on Friday, and the Dolphins playing at 3. And they are favored to win. Wow, the Dolphins are 7-3. Y'all Bahamians must be in dog heaven. The Dolphins are 7-3-0. So, yeah, the Cowboys playing. Commanders, this is a new team, eh? I've never heard of them, but I don't be following football like that. Like before, but Commanders, that's a new team, eh? That's an expansion team. Oh, that's the Washington. Oh, they changed from the they changed their names because of the sensitivities of the Redskins. They used to be the Washington Redskins. Okay. So, Mr. Lang, because of my BPL bill, I'll be going to work tomorrow. I'll be on plantation picking up. BPL bills ain't calm down. Shouldn't they have been getting lower now? No. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back. This break.
Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
It's World Investor Month, and today we're tackling a common problem, inflation. Inflation makes your money worth less over time. So how do you combat it? Think of investing as your shield. By putting your money in investments that typically grow faster than inflation, like stocks or real estate, you can protect your purchasing power. This message is brought to you by RF Bank and Trust and the Bahamas International Securities Exchange. Stay informed by following us on social media.
At a time when jobs are hard to find, crime is a concern, and Bahamians are uncertain about the future of the country, there is one paper you can rely on as your source of news and commentary. The Nassau Guardian delves deeper into the issues. We ask the tough questions. We tell your stories. If you haven't already, pick up a copy today. The Nassau Guardian, news and views that matter since 1844.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us today here on this by-election day, pre-Thanksgiving day. If you want to give us a call here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. In the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Don't ask me who winning. Don't ask me what I hear. We can't talk about the by-election. This person says, hey, Z, I'm having withdrawal symptoms and palpitations, man. 2.5 more long hours to go. Well, Bahamians, well, this text is I, Chicago. Oh, okay, yeah. So that's Melissa. Yeah, after the show, I definitely can. I'll give you a shout. All right. So you know, of all the things that I enjoy doing on planet Earth, and there are many things I enjoy doing on planet Earth, I really enjoy many things. I would have to say that the most enjoyable would be being around family and close friends. That's really, like, that's a real thrill for me. And a lot of times that being around is being around with them around food, you know, enjoying a good meal, enjoying a nice outing at dinner. I don't know, like, some people, their thrill is an absolute thrill. It's just being by themselves or hanging out, playing, you know, some game, or, you know, it's fine. I mean, but I love the interaction with family and friends around a good meal. Now, not when they being funky now, because, you know, sometimes we could be a little funky. Oh, my God, Bahamian family and friends could be a little funky when they're ready, man. But us, we could get really terrible. But when we on our game and we being nice, when we don't let it be about us, and we just enjoying each other's company and enjoying nice conversation, and we don't let our political or religious talk get too out of hand, and we don't get all up in other people's business. You know, it's a really enjoyable time, and that's what Thanksgiving could be. You know, you go to work, and then I remember when I was in cabinet, even, you know, we'd be in cabinet, we'd go to work, but sometimes, like, you know, at the latter part of the afternoon, it wasn't unusual for us maybe to have a meal and enjoy each other's company and celebrate that camaraderie, you know, and so forth. And then you go home and you go and hang out with your family. And for those people who were interested to watch the game, and there were some great times watching those games, you know, especially if you have people who was pulling for the two different sides. But spending that time with family is always fantastic. I didn't get one soul who indicated what they were going to do tomorrow. At least I don't recall one soul. Maybe there was one soul who did. What's the score now between the ham and the turkey? Somebody tell me. What's the score between the ham and the turkey? Notice I mentioned both, right? What's the score? This text says, Selang, are you ready for Thanksgiving with the four meats on the plate and the three starches? I ain't drinking the Diet Coke. I drinking regular Coke soda. Say ham for me. Okay, I'm leading. I don't do several different meats on Thanksgiving or Christmas. I do two meats, the ham and the turkey. Those are two, which I do, all right? So let me tell you what the meal is. Ham and turkey with stuffing, macaroni, potato salad, and coleslaw. Some people like one more than the other. cranberry, peas and rice, or crab and rice. And that's pretty much the meal. And then I oftentimes would do, plantain could be in there too. Plantain or beets sometimes. And my daughter, them love that, what do you call that thing with the marshmallow? With the pumpkin? That's the pumpkin, right? Or no, with a sweet potato or something like that. Anyway, they like that too. And then candied yam. And then I would do guava duff. I would do guava duff myself. Yes, I can make guava duff. Don't question me about it. I can do guava duff. this text says, which one, turkey or ham, you prefer? Honestly, they neck and neck for me. They neck and neck. I like both. I really like both. But let's put it like this: if we had a Christmas meal, and it had only ham and no turkey, I would be less happy than if we had only turkey and no ham. So that'd be the case for me. So I said I would be eating, playing games, carry. Oh yes, enjoying your nursing colleagues. Yes, you did say so. Yes. So Mr. Lang, only two meats, no man. You missing it? I ain't missing nothing. That's plenty meat. You plenty meat, man. You know how much you. I'm still cooking soup and stuff with some of that meat left over right now. Say plantain, candied yam, and boiled duff. Yes, boiled duff. Yeah, that's the real duff. I'm not talking about the big duff. I'm not saying big duff area, but I don't do big duff. I boil my duff. Old-fashioned cheese cloth in the big pot boiling. So your mother's sick. How much for you to make me a duff? If you pay for all the ingredients, I ain't gonna charge you. But you could pay for all the ingredients. You can get a duff. You can get a duff. And you know, I when I do the sauce, my sauce is, I don't do ice any sauce. Okay. I don't, honestly. I know some people like that, but that's not me. I do the sauce the way my mommy do it, nice creamy pori sauce. And it gotta be spiked. Okay, so if you can't do the liquor and the rum in it, you know, don't come for mine, because I gotta do the rum in the sauce. Okay. Don't forget that the on Grand Bahama, there's the distribution centers. That's tomorrow for the meal collections, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. That's at Christ the King, the Lord's Kitchen, East End Local Government, East End proper, St. Mary Magdalene in West End, Mount Calvary Baptist Church, Sea Grape, 8 Mile Rock, Bethel's Deliverance, Jonestown, 8 Mile Rock, and Pindus Point Area Delivery Service, okay? And so there's going to be this, it's happening in Andros, in Abaco, in Exuma, and Mayaguana, in Andros at Mount Ethel Baptist Church, Church of God, Mastic Point, Abaco, Foxtown, Abaco Park, Foxtown, Apostolic Team, Marsh Harbor, Exuma, Sandals, Emerald Bay, and Mayaguana Bay, Tiana Beach Hotel, and that's Pirates Well. Okay, 10,000 meals to be distributed. You remember, this is Bahama Striping and all of its partners making this 10,000 meal happen tomorrow. So, Melissa, I saw you was trying to call me, but I'm going to call you after the show and connect with you about my responsibility for tomorrow. All right. Boiled duff. That's what I'm talking about. Say duff in the pillowcase. Yeah, duff in the pillowcase. Duff in the pillowcase, if you got to do it like that. You know, you use what... Sometimes I do it, you know, in a big, glad bag. You know, that works out too. You know what I mean? So you do it in whatever you got to do it in, but I'm boiling my duff. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. So when you going to write this cookbook? Man, I ain't writing no cookbook because I really have no fancy ingredients. I just like to cook, and I cook all the stuff. I cook peas and rice, crab and grits, you know, obviously white rice, and I don't make it soggy and don't bun it up. I can steam anything, bake anything, broil anything, you know, grill anything, any meat you need. I could do stew fish, boiled fish, stew conch. I could do any curry, anything you want. I do pea soup and dumpling if it works. Yeah, man. I could do patties. I could do pizza. I can do a roti. Yeah, I just like to cook. And they typically traditional ways. I do shrimp fried rice, pork fried rice, whatever. Oh, man, if I could find the recipe, I can do it. So your mother must be from Nile. No, my mother was born in Nassau. My mother was born in Nassau, but she's one of the best Bahamian cooks you could find. She taught me a lot of the stuff she taught me over the phone. You know, I went off to school in Canada. And, you know, I like to eat Bahamian food. But I don't care where I go. I like to eat Bahamian food. I like to eat Bahamian food. But I like other foods too. So I would learn to cook, and she'd just be on the phone. Spending up all that money, BTC charging her, but then was Patelco teaching me how to make my stuff. And my mother used to like you could be coming home from school, and she would have this scent coming from her pot. She used to be cooking peas and rice, but she used to cook peas and rice. I can give you all a little bit of hint, not with no coconut milk, with coconut rum in it. Oh, my word. All right. We got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Tababa. How you doing?
Hey, I'm right here trying to avoid talking about anything happening in West Grandma and Bimenito. Of course, me and you, no problems.
On the day.
On the day. So don't cause me no problems, and I ain't gonna cause you none.
No, like, yeah, I know. I'm generally very cooperative, but Tababa, why are you trying to put that on me?
Hey, so why?
Say I am generally very cooperative. Why are you trying to put that one on?
Yeah. You know, I tried. You know, Antoine, you know how we go. Like this that day. So, you know, me and you are avoiding temptation.
Everything good, man. But, like, yeah, I am listening to you talk with all this food, right?
Mm.
And I go out to drop something on the lighter side. I have that rice for juice cook, you know. They tell me that rice is being friendly, Chivago.
Oh, I know. You ain't have no rice I just come by because you know, buddy. No way on planet Earth, Jack.
Look, yeah, I also heard about that sheep tongue. I heard that sheep tongue is being very salty.
No. Yeah, I don't. You nobody never taste no sheep tongue for me. I never cooked sheep tongue, actually. I never been that brave.
Well, anyway,
you know, it takes a mastery to make sheep tongue, hey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyone can cook that.
No, I have not tried it yet. I like it. I like it, but I haven't tried it.
Not every and anyone can cook that crab and grits. Not a peas and rice. Not a white rice or the jasmine rice either, Chivago.
Or turtle meat.
Oh, especially turtle meat. Otherwise, that's coming out tough, tough, tough.
Yep. Or oxtail.
Nope. Oh, say it again.
Oxtail.
Oh, absolutely. And duck. Especially duck, Chivago.
Oh, yeah. You know, everybody can do a duck.
Let me go off this food. I need to go find me some food now.
Enjoy that, my friend.
Yes, sir. I'd like you. I look forward to the conversation tomorrow, you know, after
the day. Yes, you know we can have a conversation tomorrow.
Lots of analysis. You take care, Chivago.
Yes, sir. Okay, man. Take care. This text is seriously, though, good. Cookbook on political musings, advice, observations. It would be a hit. There you go. Yeah, you know, that's a thought. That's a thought. Recipes around the campaign. Listen to me. Can I tell you all something? Just to go out on the street. I tell you all no lie. My mother used to cook during my headquarters during my campaigns. And the PLPs used to come to get some of the food. There was a vote in FNM, mind you, but they come in anyhow. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
On the line.
Hi. Yes, sir.
Listen to me. I hear you talk about turtle meat, the turtle thing. The best turtle, you mean you're around to see me. So I used to be into Grand Bahama when around that time. They used to have a lady used to sell lunch out by the airport.
Uh-huh.
Of a little
they
white man.
The airport in Nassau?
No, the airport in Grand Bahama.
Okay.
That's the best turtle I've ever in my life tasted.
Really?
I've eaten turtle after that.
Mm-mm.
Man, listen to me. That woman, you talk about the bay leaf and the thyme
yes.
and the little brown little seed. Man, that turtle.
That's the dill seed.
And I never identified the grandmama over and over and over. Nobody gonna never find that lady for me.
Mm.
Somebody's gonna call from grandmama.
She used to have a lunch man.
At the airport, used to be by the park, but you know when you're going out, you used to park your car when you're traveling. Car barn is always right there.
Okay, that was an expensive dinner.
Let me just try the turtle. I never eat turtle in my life. Mm-hmm. My God, and guess what? If I get a bag of one garbage bag of that and bring the NASA just to warm up every day, I would do that.
I've never eaten it.
That's the first time I've had it, but I've eaten it at least 3-4 times since then. It's never the same.
What do you think turtle meat tastes like to you?
Turtle meat tastes... the turtle meat tastes like I tell the people it tastes like to me, like not pork chop, lamb chop.
Like without lamb chop. It tastes like lamb chop. Some
without
people say
bone.
It tastes like mutton. Yeah.
Mutton,
I get you.
That lamb choppy mutton, that, like that.
Yeah.
Without the bone.
Yeah. I agree.
And then I hear the fella say, give me I want a piece of the caliber. I didn't even know caliber thing is. I know that. But I tell him I want a piece of that too. Because the fella who gave me whatever you order, I order. Man, Mr. Lang, trust me. And we had that with the peas and grits. That woman...
Yeah.
I hope she's not dead. But it's been a while. I'm talking about 30 years ago now.
Yeah, it's a long while ago.
But boy, listen to me, Mr. Lang. I was going to call your show today. I was listening. But when you talk about that turtle, I've never understood. Now they bond the turtle. You can't even cook the turtle no more.
You know who used to have a good, popular turtle meat? Cooked that hotel downtown. Was it called Grand Central or something like that?
Either Grand Central or Louis Soak's place.
No. If it was Grand Central, if the name was Grand Central, it was Grand Central. Right off Bay Street. Yeah, through the little corner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Grand Central.
Yeah, that's they used to have.
But now you people used to hang a lot of them the front road by Lumps. Y'all never used to come through the corner. I just start coming through the corner and
Who you? Well, I never used to go through the corner.
Your people, y'all used to go in lumps on the front road.
My brother, not me. I talk about this was. I was a little boy then because my brother, my eldest brother, he's passed away now. He used to love to go to Grand Central for that title meet.
Yeah, Grand Central are good food. They still have Grand Central Johnny Cake and cheese. Then they cut that Johnny Cake open and put that big piece of cheese between that and nail that down. Like a cave for the day. That's a beast.
Yeah, man.
You know, but Brother Lang, we'll see what tomorrow holds. I mean, we'll see what
man.
This evening holds, and we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah, man. Have a good one. Thanks a lot. This text says, laugh out loud, is not turtle meat part of the Huss Hiss meat list? Huss Hiss, what's that? Huss Huss? Huss, what's that? I don't know what that is. Flamingo? No, turtle meat ain't no flamingo, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break, and we'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Get ready to jingle all the way to Christmas with Fidelity's festive giveaway, with over $10,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. Apply for a loan or open an ASU savings account for a chance to win big. Visit any of our branches for more details. Terms and conditions apply.
You see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me getting out of this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live wonderful Wednesday, by election day in the West Grand Bahama and Bimini seat, brought on by the occasion of the passing of the Honorable Obadiah Wilchcombe. And now there is a contest for that seat. We cannot discuss it today, but tomorrow, when hopefully we have the results, we can talk about it then. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
I am good, man. How are you?
Great. You know, Mr. Lang, I heard you say your mom was the best cook. Now, how we can sort this out?
No. I never said that. You're trying to mix me up. I said my mother is a great Bahamian cook, but I said her stuffing is the best I know on planet Earth.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my bad there.
Yeah. I don't want you, because I don't want to get in no war with your mummy, though.
Say again?
Say, I don't want to get in no war with you over your mummy.
No, okay. She boss now, but she was the best self-taught. When she went to Exuma, you know, she's a cook way before that. She went to be the chef there at the Pieces of Egg Hotel. Then the Outer Island Inn, then the Two Turtles Inn. And she used to do a lot of catering and bake. She bakes and everything too. So she was good. And she's the one that taught me how to make macaroni. And I don't think nobody in Nassau can make a macaroni like me.
Now you see, not war breakout. So me and you, we need to have a cook-off, because it sounds like you trying to infringe on my territory. Because we can have that bake off now.
we can have that off. We can do that.
So tell me what's special, she really taught me,
and she, like I said, she was good, self-taught and everything, and she was an excellent. One time someone flew her down to from Nassau to Exuma and Williamstown to do their wedding and everything. Do all the the catering and the chef and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you know, it's amazing how we could still have them close to us because they taught us these things. And so when you're cooking, you're doing what your mom taught you, right? All right. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I know some of you are getting anxious and getting a little nervous, want to know, figure out what's going on. The polls will close. I believe they'll close 5 o'clock, not 6 o'clock, right? This says, talking about food, and my boss called me in a meeting. These people ain't focused. Mr. Langwell, Cedar de Valle is make the best macaroni. My mommy, I'll bet my Friday pay on that. And you know I ain't gonna argue with your mommy and your mommy. we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, Mr. Lang. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not a good cook. I'm not a great cook. However, really? Since you gentlemen, and I, please, if you can arrange or set up a cook-off for the best macaroni and cheese or the best whatever, about five men, male callers or whatever, who want to challenge you.
All right, we could do that. We could do that. We could do that. We could do that. We could do that.
That would be so much fun. Macaroni and cheese or whatever, pea soup or whatever, but you need to have a cook off and do something like that. I can't, Adam, but you know, people to challenge you.
But you could taste. But you could taste.
Great. I'll be a taster and whoever else for that. That would be a wonderful thing if you could.
We could have the cook off, but we could have two versions of it because I could guarantee you there are people who could cook and cook well, but I don't know many people who could cook well and cook fast like me and my mummy.
My husband got you on that one. But he knows your mother well. But anyway, think about it and you can get back to your listeners, okay?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, take care.
You too. Take care. I love to cook. I mean, cooking is kind of, well, you know, my mommy told me, she said, boy, if you like to eat what you like to eat, you better learn to cook what you like to eat. And so that's really basically how I learned to cook. I just, the things I love to eat. Now, I am trying to ensure that my eating is a whole lot healthier than traditionally I have eaten. And so some ways in which I used to cook, I'm not so much cooking like that anymore because I have to be mindful of maintaining a certain metabolic health. That's the key buzzword for me now, metabolic health. I want my body to be metabolically healthy. That means at a cellular level, I need my body to be functioning so it ain't breaking down and modifying these cells to cause all kind of cancer and all that kind of stuff. I mean, stuff can happen, things can happen. I can't do nothing but it. I didn't respond when it happens. But to the extent that we can, I'm convinced that even the Bahamian diet can be modified. It's just, so sometimes it's not so much what we eat, you know, it's the way we prepare what we eat that causes us the kind of challenges in our system to create all this inflammation, to create all of these oxidative stress on our bodies and cause us to have these metabolic health issues that manifest themselves in high blood pressure, high triglyceride levels, high higher glucose in the in your blood, and all these other kinds of things that obesity and so forth, right? That causes these challenges, and much of it is related. Much of it is related to the insulin levels in our bodies, and if we prepare our meals differently, we are able to get past some of these challenges and still eat a tasty meal that's healthy and helping us more than it's hurting us, because we like to eat flavor in the Bahamas. We don't eat food. So, Mr. Lang, whoever put raisin in the coleslaw automatically lose conversation. Some people like that. I don't do it, but some people like that. Some people like that little bit of sweet, really, in the coleslaw. Now, I make a good coleslaw, I'm told, but I don't eat coleslaw because I don't eat mayonnaise. Right? So I don't eat mayonnaise. So turtle meat is a very good meat, but it is a very hard to cook. Only a certain people master it. My neighbor is one of the part I like is the canopy. That's the white part of it. Has a distinct taste to me. It's good. That, yeah, that's kind of like the gristle of, you know, other meats. And a lot of people like that. A lot of people like that, for sure. Anyway, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for you all. Grateful for your audience. Grateful for your listening. Grateful for your sharing. Grateful for your commentary. Grateful for even the days when you caused me headaches, bussing me up and so forth. But I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful to this country I live in. And grateful to all my family and friends. Grateful for the many experiences I've had in this life. Grateful for many of the opportunities that have unfolded and continue to unfold for me and for us in the country. I'm grateful for this by-election soon being over. So yeah, good day, Mr. Lang. And after the election, you can get a politician cook-off, FNM versus PLP or pastors versus politicians. Man, that sounds like a plan. You're trying to start a whole Z Live set of activities because you know we have to do the Far Back Friday thing, right? I just ain't sure. I know you all is talk. I just ain't sure you can show up, and you know you gotta pay for them things, right? You all cost me go set up the thing, and then three y'all show up talking about boy, I want Far Back Friday on Guardian. Says turtle meat, Mr. Lang, he getting locked up. That's illegal. No, we can't do turtle meat no more, but we were just talking about it, right? You know, I wouldn't even try to do turtle meat because one, it's illegal, but two, that's a hard meat to do. I'm not trying to stress myself out. So I imagine that before midnight, we should have results from Nandi and the West Grandmama Bimini seat. I imagine that is so. And so, therefore, tomorrow will be an interesting day in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. It will be an interesting day. I've heard some reports from down the road there, but I ain't saying nothing. I just heard some reports from down the road there. And tomorrow will be an interesting day. I know some of y'all, you know, belly already upset. You're nervous and you're anxious. I don't know why, because the results can be what the results can be. And whether you win, lose, or draw, it is only going to be what the results can be. And why are you nervous? You're nervous because you know they have implications for other things. And so you're nervous, right? And so you're anxious. You're FNM, you're PLP, you're COI, Burroughs or Daquan, you know. Anxious times await. I remember as a candidate waiting after the polls ended, waiting for the counts. The last time I would have done that, I sat inside my front, my living room. And as the results would come in from polling divisions, they'd call me and I'd write it down. I was writing down when somebody called me and said, but Shivago, we already won. I said, no, we have some more, no, you already won. You already won by 67 votes, man. So I pick up the phone and I call Mr. Ingram. I said, we win Marco City, sir. We win Marco City. Then, so I know what these candidates have to go through, sitting through and their teams and so forth, so. As they say, it will not be long now before we know what we know. And whether you like it or don't like it, you will get what you get in short order. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad. Listen, have a fantastic evening and a fantastic Thanksgiving Day. God spares our lives. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
Take my hand. Walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, send me no